Today, Ed interviews Jason LaRocque. Jason is the director of office productivity for Corel. He discusses Corel's new product, WordPerfect X5. It has several unique features, including expanded powers from Adobe and a new alliance with Nuance's Paperport.
Jason, thanks for joining us today. It's a pleasure for me always to talk to you and to other folks at Corel, one of my favorite products.
Thanks a lot for having me again, Ed. It's always great to talk to you.
I know from our earlier conversations that Corel / WordPerfect has come up with a new product, and I guess you call it Office Suite 5 or X5 for 2010. What's happening with that since we last spoke?
Since we last spoke, we continue to work on the suite and try to provide the leading alternative to Microsoft Office, which people expect, and especially for the legal market, which is one of our biggest customer groups, where we serve from the largest government department to sole practitioners. One thing that we've noticed is the web has been emerging as a trend. Some of our competitors in our space are looking at providing a web-based version. We're finding that it's a tool that's great for collaboration, so we continue to focus on how we integrate that in the product and how we integrate it with the great features we have that allow lawyers to have the control and fidelity of the documents that they require. And that sort of led up to the release of, as you say, WordPerfect Office X5 on March 23rd. At FOSSE, which is a big government trade show in the U.S., and we actually won a Best of Show award from the folks at FOSSE for the release of WordPerfect Office X5 at that time.
Well, congratulations. I know that there's a lot of talk about the cloud, and when I first heard it, term used, I don't know, maybe about a year ago or so, come on, give me a break. That's nonsense. Anyway, I now know what it is, and I understand it's up there somewhere among the spider webs of the Internet. And what is Corel doing with it? How is this product you're coming out with or have come out with different in that respect than your other releases that were PC-based or computer-based or LAN-based, however you want to say it?
Right. So, a great segue into the question for me, because I'm much like you in that the web is there and it is important, and it will become more important as time goes on, but right now it's not important for the vast majority of our customers. There's some people dabbling, but that's where it is right now. Where we look to do is, continue to make the suite as rock solid as we can, add the functionality that people want on the desktop, and then tie into the cloud when it's necessary to do so. So in X5, what we focused on was the compatibility with Microsoft and Windows 7, because, you want to be able to work on your PC and work with other people, so that's ratcheted up in the X5 release. And then, we wanted to blend the best of what we have, the best of the classics, as we call it, with the best of what's coming out from the web. So some of the newest things inside of the suite that are web-tied are things like SharePoint support and web services. So SharePoint support is being able to work with Microsoft SharePoint, which is a server implementation that allows people to collaborate together on documents. And what we're seeing in the latest releases of SharePoint, enterprises are using them, and they have used them in the past, but because of pricing and what Microsoft's trying to do with that server, it's starting to drive down to the small, medium business side of the markets as well. So more people are using that tool to collaborate on, and WordPerfect has what I call first-class citizen support on that platform so that you can check in your documents to a SharePoint server, check them out, get version information, do document compare, all from within WordPerfect Office itself. And it's a similar thing with what we call web services, where there's a bunch of data out, whether it's in the clouds or on servers in your organization, and WordPerfect will now allow you to go out and get those web services and do things like automatic document creation based on things like macros and templates that you've set up. So you can get the latest web data that's available and pull it into your documents automatically. So that's where we're focusing on, making the suite better, doing things like a totally revamped help system, which we call the Reference Center, that allows people to be successful doing more with PDF. Like we've enhanced the whole PDF things like archiving inside of WordPress Office, so you can put out to the PDFA standard in X5. And then we've incorporated partner products inside of WordPerfect Office itself, like Nuance Paperport 12 SE, which is a starter edition, but will allow you to edit, collaborate on, annotate PDF documents, and work within your workflow, the intent being to provide enough functionality that people won't need to do things like buy full Acrobat.
Okay, let me, before you go on, you got at least two questions I want to ask you.
All right, sure.
One is, if you take your document out of the cloud,
yes,
and then pull it into WordPerfect and make some changes, what do you do with it thereafter? You send it back to the cloud. But I thought the whole point of SharePoint and collaboration was to actually make changes while it was there so that those changes could be viewed, reviewed, documented, and so forth, rather than merely being incorporated into a new document that somebody doesn't really know where the changes are.
Right. And SharePoint is a great tool for being able to own those changes. So I check a document out, and I might check a document from you out. I might make some suggestions or some changes inside of the document, which I then put back up on the SharePoint server, which you have access to, and then you can go up, look at my changes, and as the owner of the document, you can choose to approve those changes, not approve them, change them, and send me a notification that you've made some changes or denied some of my changes, so I can go back and collaborate with you.
So in other words, you're making the changes in WordPerfect.
Yes.
You're sending it back, but it does not automatically get accepted by SharePoint until the creator of the document says so.
Right. It's still ownership-based.
Okay.
SharePoint provides all those tools to control who does what to a document, and it actually records it for you, which is something that's missing in today's workflow where documents are routed by email. Somebody might make a change, and you never know who did it. It could have been your boss, and you might not want to reverse his changes. But on a SharePoint server, everything is documented, who changed it, when they changed it, and who accepted those types of changes.
Would you make those changes while you're in SharePoint, or would you pull it back down into WordPerfect first?
Pull it back down inside of your favorite document utility to create and edit your document.
Okay. Now, when it goes back up, if the original document was created in Word, how does that interface with WordPerfect?
It would be just as it is now. If you open a document from Word into WordPerfect, it would do the same translation or conversion into the format that you use, and then you can save it back up.
Okay. And what, does it then reconvert it back into Word, or what?
As the person uploading it, you could choose whatever format you want to put it back up on the server on.
Okay.
I guess.
And with respect to the PDF, WordPerfect had a PDF. In other words, you could print it to a PDF format already. What's different about X5?
Okay, so specifically the points that are different, and let me sort of take a step back and say, and this is another thing that I'm learning as we talk to more and more people, and at Flossy, for example, one of our largest customers who uses a lot of our functionality didn't even know they had PDF in, so I had to sort of step back and say, well, we do PDF out of the three applications. We do PDF inside of WordPerfect, so you can take a PDF document that you have on the web and import it into WordPerfect and edit it inside of WordPerfect. In X4, that version, we actually made some changes to allow people to import scanned PDFs. So if you get them off a printer, it'll actually import those through an OCR, which is an optical character recognition engine. And then we, in X5 specifically, the changes are we've allowed more support for PDFA standard, which is the archival standard, which basically will allow documents to exist for years down the road, and you won't need sort of proprietary formats or proprietary software to open them up. So we've made changes to support PDFA better. And then we've bundled in Nuance Paperport 12 SE, which allows things like annotations of PDFs, light editing, I like to call it, of PDFs, even combining PDFs. So if I have a presentation from you and I get a presentation from someone else, in past, if I wanted to create a combined presentation that, you know, I like slides, some slides out of your presentation and some slides out of someone else's, I would have to get the native files to be able to combine those. Inside of Paperport, I can actually just drag individual pages or multiple pages out of each of those PDFs to create a final form PDF, which is a combination of the two, which is pretty cool as well.
Well, I don't have Paperport, but I have Adobe, and of course I have WordPerfect. So what? How do I work with X5 if I don't have Paperport? Or are you saying that that's already built in?
Yeah, we've actually bundled it in inside of WordPerfect Office X5. So if you get the box, it'll be on the CD in the box. If you get the download in your receipt, there'll actually be a link where you can download Paperport itself and install it.
And if I get a PDF from the web or somebody sends me an attachment and I click on it, how do I get it into WordPerfect? Or do I first go into WordPerfect and then somehow click onto the PDF and pull it into WordPerfect?
Yeah, good question. There's a couple of different ways you can do it. One is if you open WordPerfect first, as you said, you can do a file open and open a PDF inside of WordPerfect itself. The other way would be if you have the document on your desktop or in a filing system to right-click on it, and you can specify what you want to open it with. That will be one of the menu options when you right-click on the file, which is your right mouse button, and open with WordPerfect, and it'll automatically open inside of WordPerfect Office.
Now, whether it's PowerPoint file or a text file that's been saved as a PDF file, you're saying that with X5, you now can go in and literally edit a PDF file, something you couldn't do before. Is that right?
In X4, we actually introduced the opening of the word processing document inside of WordPerfect. The addition in X5 with Paperport is the ability to actually OCR or open any PDF inside of whatever tool or whatever applications you have on your desktop. So it'll open up inside WordPerfect or QuattroPro or Presentations if you have those files and you open them through Nuance Paperport. Or even if you have Microsoft Office, you can use Nuance Paperport to open it up inside of those Microsoft applications as well, like Word, Excel, or PowerPoint.
Well, see, I guess I've been stuck on X3, and now I'm going to go to X5. So for me, it's all new.
Yeah, perfect. Even more of an incentive.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's something that you couldn't do before. You couldn't edit any of these things. And I'm sure that there's a security provision, so if somebody wants you not to be able to do that, that can still be possible. But for most of the documents that are transmitted by PDF format for ease of transmittal, not for security purposes, this becomes a phenomenal opportunity for them.
Absolutely, yeah. You hit two good points there. One is definitely the security there. So if someone puts security on their PDF, just like you can inside of WordPerfect Office, there's actually things you can put on to limit what people can do with your PDF. We adhere to those requirements. So if someone requires a PDF password, we ask the user for that PDF password before we'll open up the document for them. So we adhere to the standard that way. The other sort of point you also hit or alluded to was, you know, at least in my mind, it becomes a point where we have enough PDF functionality in here that, you know, buying Acrobat as a standalone application for $2.99 makes less and less of a sense for me.
Okay. Well, let me ask you an off-the-wall question. First, I guess I have to set forth my assumption. Paperport was acquired by Nuance. Nuance is the same company that owns Dragon Naturally Speaking. And if both those assumptions are correct, when is Corel going to incorporate Nuance's Dragon Naturally Speaking into its operation?
Great question. And yes, both your assumptions are, you know, those are both correct, that Nuance is a great company that owns both of those assets. I think there's lots of opportunities with speech that we don't have anything to announce now, but I
that's, you mean you're not going to give me an exclusive?
No, that's great. But your thinking is right, sort of where we're thinking as well. It's something very interesting to us. I think as we converge on different device types, voice is going to become more important. So, you know, as lawyers work with documents, you know, people are asking us about being able to view WordPerfect documents on things like the BlackBerry, which you can do today. But if you want to collaborate on that document, you're not going to type, you know, on your device, on your mobile device, to make edits to it.
Mm-hmm.
Voice there sort of makes more sense, at least to me. And being able to collaborate on multitude of devices is interesting, and that's an area that we're spending a little time thinking about as well.
Okay. So, yeah, interesting, because I mean, not that this is intended as a plug for Nuance, but I saw the new version for 2010 of Dragon Naturally Speaking, and I was really, really impressed. I have version 9, I think it is, and I don't really use it as much as I should because I'm a pretty fast typer. But I was very much impressed with 10 and how it's able to create email post things and the like that it couldn't do before. And when I get some time here, I probably get the upgrade. And I thought maybe you beat me to the punch and I wouldn't have to do that.
No, it is a great solution. I've used it as well. The one thing in talking to those folks is what they're really concerned about is having people have the right type of headsets when they actually
right.
sell their product, because people will have a bad experience if they don't actually include a headset as well. So
right.
That's another sort of barrier for me in terms of being able to package. But great points, though.
Well, if we look at the web, how is this all going to affect the lawyers that we serve?
Another good question. So, you know, right now what we're finding is it's a bit of storage in terms of the web. I think, like I said, the future could be bright for the web for folks. But right now, you know, the bigger players are probably using it most, just in terms of some collaboration like the SharePoint or storage of their documents or their assets. One thing I was surprised at, and I'll admit it was a failure with my business, I guess, WordPerfect, was consumers aren't moving as fast as we thought to the web. It does get a lot of analyst mind share, but we're not seeing a lot of consumers go there. And with Lightning, which is our note-taking tool, which we announced a year and a half, 2 years
mm-hmm.
ago, we actually had a plug-in to the web for that, and just the subscription rate to that was really low, even though it was a free service. So we took a step back and are looking at it a little bit more closely. What we're finding is, again, as you know, you talked about at the start, was web's not sort of prime time yet, but collaboration seems to be getting there, so let's focus on the suite, integrating with the web where possible, like with SharePoint and web services, so that people can collaborate better, but know that, you know, people will always have a local component and work to beef that up as much as possible. And, you know, over time, if it continues to migrate, put in more and more hooks to allow people to get online. But you know what? We're not all going to be existing in an online workflow. It's important for people to be, you know, have high fidelity documents that are compatible and make sure that those things work for folks like lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that, I just got an iPhone 2-3 weeks ago, and even they have note-taking capability. So how is Lightning interrelated with what you're doing or in terms of WordPerfect or in terms of how lawyers can make better use of Corel and all its products?
So Lightning is still a great tool. It's one that once you start using it, and what it was designed for was something that allows you to get in, get things done really quickly. So it's something that I'll take and create my meeting notes in and then create my meeting minutes in. So, you know, it allows you that basic formatting that you'd expect in a Light tool, the bullets, the, you know, changing font colors, those types of things that you do in, you know, when you're writing a meeting or controlling a meeting, and then has other tools for if you're doing research to be able to just get information and start to cobble it together. So if I'm, you know, doing research on something specific, for me it might be some new product that comes out, I want to do some due diligence on it, I might go to the web, grab some content, some pictures from the web, and make notes out of them, and then when I'm ready to create my document, then I cobble all these things together in Lightning and start my document sort of that much far ahead.
Well, how does that relate, though, to WordPerfect? I mean, everything you've said, other than perhaps capturing pictures and the like, which I really don't know how to do myself, But you know, everything other than that that you've described, I would use if I'm at my PC, on the PC or on my laptop if I'm traveling. So what's, you know, I mean, I would go into WordPerfect and do that. How does Lightning change that? And I guess the corollary to that is if I don't have either the PC or the laptop and I've got an iPhone, I'll do it on the iPhone notepad rather than Lightning.
Right. So
I mean, is that one of the problems with Lightning in terms of your appealing to the marketplace, or am I missing something?
No, it is. It may be a little one. Let me describe. Lightning is a desktop-based solution, so it's not out in the clouds. It's more desktop-based, and it's storing your notes on your PC. It's just a lighter but a bit different version of what you'd expect in WordPerfect. So instead of creating, you know, starting to cobble together notes in WordPerfect, Lightning gives you different note windows where you can grab and just get different information in, be able to do specific notes on a specific component of knowledge, I guess. So if I'm doing research on a product, I might have a product picture, I might have a description, I might have pricing, and they're all different notes. What's interesting about Lightning, in addition to being able to cobble those different pieces of content, is basically on a push of a button, I can then bring all those notes or that collection of notes into WordPerfect and start my document rather than with a bunch of different documents and trying to cobble them together. It automatically happens for me from Lightning to WordPerfect, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to get off onto Lightning, but I was curious to know how it interrelated with WordPerfect.
Yeah.
So let me ask you perhaps our final question for this session, and that's what's next for Corel and for WordPerfect?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, we don't usually in the past haven't talked too much about future, and that's why we like to have our secrets as a private company, but where we'll go is between you and I and all your listeners is, you know, some of the things we'll work on are things that we've traditionally been working on, more on, you know, PDF, which we've talked about, different formats that we've talked about in this discussion as well, like mobile platforms and how we integrate with those, as well as how do we hook on more with the web and what's going on the web and sort of take the best of the web and make them capable from the desktop environment. Another thing I'd also mention we're actually working on, and this is probably, in terms of scoop, the first public announcement that we're working on a Table of Authorities product, which will allow people to automatically create their Table of Authorities, not the old sort of find and mark process that you would have done inside of WordPerfect, but more of an automated way of working than you have in past. So that's something we're just not even in beta yet, but we will be developing that and releasing it relatively soon.
Well, terrific. It sounds like there are still exciting things to come from Corel and WordPerfect, which tickles my funny bone no end.
That's great to hear.
Jason, I want to thank you very much for joining us today, and say hello to all the folks for me there.
I will, Ed. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. You can read more about this and other topics from the business of law at www.lawbizblog.com, or start your own discussion about this topic at www.lawbizforum.com. Join today. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz Podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.